From Mark Rice's small backyard rise 12 wooden posts. They're all painted black and adorned with large white letters. The posts are as tall as Mark himself. They are an art installation called Young Male Tales. Mark recently retired them to his backyard. They tell 48 stories of his childhood.
It was originally, I used a lot of text in the paintings, a lot of my paintings. So I was really sick of people, you know, like, kind of just reading the text and going to the next one. So to battle that, I decided to make a text that you had to read incredibly slowly. And that was the only idea that started this. And then it started slowly turned into a piece about, like, childhood, sort of, in a way, too. And these are all these posts are meant to sort of describe these parties that I used to have at my parents' house with all my dad's psychology colleagues. So that was like, and I was just the only kid there, and I was, you know, weaving between them and sipping everybody's drinks and stuff. So, but that's an idea, I mean, just the idea of like, it starts off as one tiny little thing and then sort of like collects, you know, collects momentum and stuff. Just like, I mean, just like writing a song or, you know, doing a lot of stuff like that. So,
Mark is a painter and also a co-founder of the Art Hospital, a music and visual arts space located south of downtown Bloomington. He is probably better known as a musician, the hyperkinetic drummer of many local bands. If you like live music and live in Bloomington, you've likely seen Mark's lanky frame presiding over the kit with Magnolia Electric Company, the Coke Dares, or the Impossible Shapes. Mark was raised in Indianapolis and came to Bloomington in 1998 to attend college.
I tried to avoid it for a long time. I had a hard time, doing something that you really love to do as like a hobby, kind of, and making that your like primary thing that you do is always kind of weird to take it really seriously and stuff. So I avoided it for a long time and actually only like started going to school for art in my last like 2.5 years of school.
Aside from the standard paint-on-canvas pieces, Mark takes chairs, lamps, snorkel sets, and baseball bats and recreates them, coating them in bright colors and letters, faces and fires. He worked at the carnival one year, and his time there appears to have had a tremendous effect on his style. It especially benefited his pet portrait commissions, which he gets more often than one might think.
We had to paint a lot of rides and signs and stuff like that, and just a sort of method of, if you wanted like Scooby-Doo on there or something, then you couldn't paint Scooby-Doo because then they'd have to like pay for it. So you have to like paint Scooby-Doo and then kind of like mess up his face a little bit or something so it doesn't look like him anymore. And so sort of like that sort of adapted into the style, and I think that it's good because that style works for people enjoying their pet portraits, because if I were to actually draw someone's dog, they would probably be pretty disappointed.
The idea for the Art Hospital space came about after two local businesses, the Church Music Venue and the Onalark Vintage Store, both closed.
We're just trying to find a way to make a space that could be usable for all these things that seemed like there wasn't a space for in town, and then have it be, have this gallery be somewhat supported by the rent paid by studio people, you know, studio renters.
In between obligations, Mark has tried to keep growing as an artist and as a musician.
Well, the coolest thing to do, and the thing I was most interested in when I started, was playing as fast as possible. So I would say that slowly coming down from that, I don't know, really started appreciating, like, I kind of grew up listening to classic rock because of my dad and stuff, so like kind of coming back to that, finding that music and then like rejecting it for a long time for this like spastic grindy punk stuff, and then kind of like coming back to it with like the band and I don't know, Led Zeppelin and all that kind of stuff.
Mark is modest. He's not one to praise his own work. but his longtime friend and bandmate, Jason Evans Groth, was happy to share why he enjoys making music with Mark.
When I bring a song to a band, he has ideas immediately of how to make it even more interesting. And it's just a lot of fun to be around. Like, he's the kind of person that you want to be around, that you want to make art with, because he makes it easy for the creative process to move forward.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McCrobbie.